The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, Thursday, the 7th of August, Linda's on assignment. 7:05 in the morning news brought to you at the top of the hour by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. David's here. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing good, doing good. Waking up here.
Yep.
Got my coffee.
Coffee. More coffee. You know, I am so glad that when I walk in here, coffee is ready. You know, it's the only coffee I drink all day. So Sue and Steve, I believe, Steve makes the coffee, or Sue makes the coffee in the morning. But the producers lay it all out. All they have to do, hopefully, is just turn it on. So, or pour the water. So, but without it, my day starts off poorly. And then your day goes downhill.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. Hey, National Day today.
Hey, since 1782, it's been Purple Heart Day.
That's right. National Purple Heart Day. August 7th, 1782, General George Washington established the Badge of Military Merit, forerunner to the modern Purple Heart. It was awarded sparingly during the Revolutionary War. It symbolized Washington's intent to recognize valor and devotion among enlisted soldiers. And it fell into disuse until February 22nd, 1932, on his 200th birthday, when General Douglas MacArthur revived it as the Purple Heart Medal, honoring those wounded or killed in action. And then they made it a National Purple Heart Day, began in 2014. To receive the Purple Heart, you have to have been wounded in combat, wounded or killed. And it's a significant award. The families of those that are that die in combat, give their lives in combat, or awarded that Purple Heart to the families. And it's a, since they've been doing that, well over, gosh, what is it, over 1.8 million awarded medals since World War I. It's very symbolic and very, and should be treated very respectfully for this. So, I know several people with Purple Hearts, and one of them works for the city right now. And during the Battle of Fallujah, Chad was wounded, and I knew a gent in the Marine Corps had five of them, which is kind of unusual. Some people will get. We'll have injuries and they don't report them. Others will have injuries and it has to be recognized by somebody in that chain of command. And I had one of my officers get wounded and a corpsman at a aid station where he was being treated said, "Nah, that's not a Purple Heart." And I looked at it and I said, after I heard about it, and I said, I looked at the wound, which was significant, and went to his boss and said, "Here's a photo of the injury." And he goes, "Yeah." And I said, "You're one of your corpsmen." Said he didn't think that was a Purple Heart. And the doctor thoroughly disagreed with his corpsman. So, but it's a significant award for those who have been wounded or killed in combat. So today is National Purple Heart Day. Okay. The weather today is going to be sunny and hot with a high near 98. And tonight a low around 71. Now it starts picking up tomorrow. We start triple digits tomorrow with 103. And we're going to have triple digits through next Tuesday. Wednesday it gets back down to 98 again. But the warmest day we're going to have, it looks like, is going to be Saturday and Sunday. 107 degrees with lows around 72. So stand by. The triple digits have started. We've pretty much had a nice summer, trying to avoid 20 days in a row with triple digits. So today, you know, so it'll be for the next 4 or 5 days, and it drops down below 100 again, which is, like I said, somewhat unusual. And the weather report's always brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, a family-owned business, been in the business 30 years. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And before we get to our guest, other story, which is somewhat significant here, is the Shasta County judge has declared the agreement between the Board of Supervisors and the Redding Rancheria is illegal. Judge Stephen Baker stated that the negotiations for the agreement were conducted without the knowledge of the impacted departments, including the sheriff, fire chief, and district attorney. The agreement was not reviewed by the county council's office and risk management, said Judge Baker. He added the county staff, the sheriff, the fire chief, district attorney, and the acting county council all opposed the agreement. So they're going to figure out on August 8th to determine the final disposition of the case. So I guess the Board of Supervisors cannot make a decision without the approval. I'm not sure if it's the approval or the, I think they have, you know, what they're saying here, hey, they did this without even the sheriff, fire chief, and the district attorney even knowing about it. And then it wasn't put through the county council to see if it was, legal or risk management. I think that makes sense. If you're going to conduct a, and it doesn't mean you have to agree with the sheriff, the fire chief, and the district attorney. But I think what the judge is saying, you have to at least conduct a good faith negotiations within your own departments, is what he's saying. I mean, they could have done that and then run it past the county council and risk management, and the same agreement could have been done. So, okay. We have today with us Sean Vega Sanchez. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning.
Long-time listener.
Yeah.
Big-time winner on our show.
Yeah.
And Sebastian Gall.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we're going to be talking about traffic lights and traffic patterns and all these things in the city of Redding. I know Sean worked in the traffic light division. And when I get hung up at a traffic light down here on Tehama and California Street, and there's nobody coming, 6:15 in the morning, you know, I just sit there and sit there and sit there. Now, when it, you know, but that is a major thoroughfare coming in. I understand that, you know, off of 44 right there. And I'm not going to ask the question now. I'm going to let you all explain it. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to start talking about traffic patterns and lights and how things are supposed to work and how things work right here in the city of Redding. So we'll be right back.
Into reality. At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Are you ready to roll the dice and hit it big? Get down to Wind River Resort and Casino and take your shot at the brand new craps table. Feel the excitement, the thrill, the rush. Whether you're a seasoned player or just getting started, craps has something for everyone. Pass line, hard way, come hit your point and win big. Roll in to Wind River Resort and Casino today. Your luck starts here. For complete details, see WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Hey, Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, HavenHumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
We'll talk about some of that stuff too.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio with Carl Lindebot. 7:18 in the morning here, 71 degrees, going up to 98 today. And I'm here with Sean Vega Sanchez and Sebastian Goh from the City of Reading Traffic Light Division. So, and I threw out my my complaint right at the beginning, and we'll get back, we'll circle back to that. So, who wants to start and tell us, I mean, does the City of Reading control all of the lights on all the streets?
So that's a great question. No, we control... Okay. About right around 100 signals.
Out of how many would you say?
Also a great question. But the ones, so basically the ones that have a yellow border are controlled by Caltrans Division 2.
Yellow border on the lights?
On the signal heads, yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I don't think I've ever noticed that, really.
Most of ours do not. A few
okay,
do,
so out of, so 200 lights here in town?
Yeah, probably.
So
close
half
to that.
Of them, half of them mm-hmm. are Caltrans.
Yep. Yeah. So if it's going, if it's on a freeway, interstate, or highway, or on an on or off ramp to one of those, that'd be Caltrans.
Okay. The ones that, especially the ones that, you know, they say this lane goes and that lane goes, that's all Caltrans. You know what I'm talking about? Where you're taking turns? We don't do that around here. We don't have enough traffic. But you see them on down in Sacramento.
Yeah, so, they're at meters.
Yeah. And yeah. So y'all control about 100 lights then, or yeah. City of Reading does.
Yeah, right around 100 traffic signals.
Okay, now, okay, moving right along.
Yeah, so, I mean, the reason we're here is just education. Sometimes, you know, we drive these roads too, our family, our friends, our coworkers. It can be frustrating, not understanding how they work or why. And so we'd like to inform people how they work and
okay.
why.
Well, I think one thing that people notice right away is how the lights are set. That if you, like you go down Pine Street, you can go all the way down Pine Street without stopping.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, if you'll stop at the end, they'll get you on that one on the end. But once that changes to green, you can get all the way down Pine Street and, gosh, almost Miracle Mile.
Yeah, we have some corridors that are coordinated, mm-hmm. and they're set up to push traffic through on certain times of day and days of the week to get traffic through as easy as possible. And we actually have a list of those, the ones that we manage, and even what time, they go into coordination. And that might be what you're running into in the morning, is when they go into coordination, it can be painful. It can take a while. When there's no traffic, about 15 minutes. And so they're kind of running a little funny at that time to get into coordination, multiple signals.
I've noticed that if I get there around 6:15, it's different. But when it hits 6:30, I think the coordination thing kicks in.
It has.
That's about when it locks in.
Yeah, this downtown area, right around 6 o'clock, it starts going in.
Okay.
And it will. It'll act a little funny. Before that, though, I think it's like 6 to 6 in the downtown area, right around that time frame. After that, they're running free, so which means that they're just going by detection.
Okay. Now, so they're coordinated until a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
And then what time is that usually? Is that different times for different parts of the city?
Yeah, yes. Yep.
Okay.
So the ones that we manage, like Cypress Street, Monday through Friday, 7:15 to 10 o'clock is coordinated for eastbound traffic. 10 o'clock to 6:30 is coordinated for westbound traffic. And then on Saturday, from 9 to 4 o'clock in the evening, coordinated for westbound.
Okay, go on.
Yep, and then Churn Creek is another coordinated corridor.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Monday through Friday, coordinated for northbound traffic from 9:30 to 7:30, 9:30 in the morning to 7:30 in the evening. And then Hilltop is coordinated 9:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, and then again on Saturday.
Hilltop is?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And that's coordinated for southbound traffic.
Okay. Now, you've got some that are set as people drive up to them, right?
Yes.
I mean, what do you call those? When you drive up and it tells the light somebody's here.
Yeah.
It's an isolated intersection. So it runs on its own. It doesn't talk to any of the other signals. It just waits to see a vehicle with one of our detections that we have, either with loops in the ground, little mm-hmm. coils of wire that'll pick up the magnetic interference of your vehicle being there, or we have some radar sensors and then cameras.
Really? So you've got cameras also, but that's not like red light cameras.
No, the cameras
that just tells the light somebody's there.
No, that's mm-hmm. a great point. We are not part of red light enforcement.
No, don't trust me. We're getting into that.
Yeah,
here
we
in a minute.
we do send them a yellow and red signal, but that is as far as that goes. We have no we don't deal
okay,
with them at all.
Okay, so you've got some that are that's the lights are coordinated during certain times. Mm-hmm. I understand that. You've got but it turns off, and then it just goes into what? Then it gets into like
we call it running free, and so it goes by detection. When a vehicle pulls up and is detected, it runs.
I've always suspected sometimes when I was riding my motorcycle that your detection system didn't detect motorcycles. Is that right?
No, they do detect motorcycles.
Okay.
And in fact, a little hint on that for cyclists of all kinds, bicycles, motorcycles. Sometimes on the signals that people will complain are not being picked up on, we'll put a little guy riding a bike in the road or even in a bike lane, and you want to stop on that. On
well,
that little symbol.
A little secret you heard right here.
That will,
so
that will help you.
So if you're a bicyclist, if you stop, why? Is it because there's like something you, pointed at it?
Usually at the stop bar, that's what we call where you pull up to. So mm-hmm. the first line on a crosswalk, the stop bar, you'll have more concentrated detection right there just for cyclists.
Okay.
Of all kinds, motorcycles or bicycles. And when we test this stuff, we test it either by just walking as mm-hmm. people, and it picks us up, or we'll use, like for inductive loops, we'll use a small sign. So it'll pick up a bicycle, even the new highfalutin bicycles.
The new ones, need, the carbon fiber?
Sure. There's some
electric bikes.
Stuff in them.
How about scooters? Those up those little electric scooters. Okay.
Pick them
you
up.
Heard it first here. Go over to where that little bicycle sign is if you're riding one of those. And
Or on a motorcycle in the road, in the lane. Or a bicyclist. You'll see that little emblem sometimes painted in the road. If you stop on that, you'll get detected.
I can't remember really having a big problem in Redding when I was on my Harley. I mean, those things 400 pounds. Mm-hmm. But there's been other places that you pull up. And you just stand, you know, just sit there forever, and the lights cycle through on the other side, you know, and then they, you know, so.
Yeah,
and but that's, you know, I figured that it had to be, you know, if it was, that maybe it was set for like a car weight or a truck weight.
Yeah, no, it doesn't go
but
by
that,
weight.
That wasn't here in Redding, it's other small towns.
And currently it can't tell what type of vehicle is there.
Okay.
But some other things that are good points to know, when you pull up to an intersection, you know, there are minimum times that have to be there. You know, it has to give a certain amount of green time. It has to give a certain amount of yellow time, depending on the speed. And then even a minimum where they're all red. And so if you pull up, you know, if you see it go yellow, red, and then you pull up, it's going to serve another phase. And it has to give that phase at least a minimum amount of time. So if there's no traffic and you're waiting, and it doesn't go instantly back to green, that's why. And
yeah,
depending on the corridor,
It's got to cycle through the other side.
Yeah.
But it can cycle through quicker sometimes, I guess.
It will when there's no traffic.
When there's no traffic.
Yeah. It'll do its minimum times and then come right back. Okay. Or should, I should
or
say.
Or should.
Yeah. These are devices.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay. So Pine Street's got to be like that too. I mean, it's set up; it's a corridor.
Yeah, and that's
a forever. That doesn't change though, right? No matter what time of the day it is, or does?
No, that one has.
It does.
Yeah, time coordination. It's mostly managed by Caltrans. So, in fact, I don't think we have a single intersection.
So
on
that's
Pine Street.
So that's Caltrans. Then.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's, you know, I think that's a lot of confusion people have between Caltrans and City of Redding. Like, it's Caltrans tearing up the streets over here and putting these weird bike lanes in with green paint that's confusing to my producer.
Yeah.
And he says, the green, does that, and then there's a bicycle lane. He says, does that mean it's free game? you know, I mean, okay, it's green. Oh, bicycles, get out of my way. No, but that's Caltrans doing all that.
Well, right? Yeah, but, I mean, they're just not arbitrarily. I mean, anything with a traffic signal. So you've heard of OSHA. I'm sure everybody's heard of OSHA and Cal-OSHA. With traffic signals, we have something called the MUTCD and the California MUTCD, which is basically it's what dictates and sets the standards for everything we do with traffic signals. I mean, we're talking lettering sizes on signs, signal size, and everything, right down to the fasteners used on all this stuff. It's
okay.
All very much, so you can't just arbitrarily do something. So there has to be, you know, a need, and there's all kinds of reports and studies done before this stuff is put in. And,
well, I understand Caltrans is going to take this right here on Market Street, and it's going to make our life miserable here in a year or so, including sidewalks, is what I was told from the guys who are out here working on it. So, but the lights on Tehama down here in Market, is that red? That's Redding. Lights,
nope.
Right? No?
Nope.
This is a Caltrans light right down.
Most
there.
Of these downtown ones are. Court Street we manage. Market or Shasta in California is ours, and then South and Market.
Placer?
Placer, yep.
Okay, because we're going to discuss plaster in a minute.
Not all of plaster, but most of it.
Yeah, so the detection, or sorry, for the intersections that Caltrans manages, it's because the 273 is coming from the south and going up to the 5 is the part of the business loop.
Sure.
And then everything getting from the 5 down Market to the 44 as well belongs to Caltrans because that's all part of their I-5 business
and
loop.
Did they have guys like you all?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, out there. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
We have a pretty good handshake with them. But
we need to take a break right here. 7:30. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry has been voted best in the North State for 3 years in a row now. And why? Well, maybe they are the best in the North State. The only full-service jewelry store in town. Watch repairmen, stone cutters, jewelry designers, great selections of jewelry at very fair prices. And Linda is pretty much an expert when it comes to shopping for jewelry. She knows what she likes. She knows if it's good stuff. And Four Winds Jewelry is the only place she shops at. Locally owned, locally operated, been around for 30 years. Really good people down there, Rebecca, Henry, and Leonard. So give them a chance. Go on down there if you're looking for some jewelry and give them a chance. If you need your watch repaired, you need new batteries, Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we'll be right back with our traffic light division.
Riding along in my automobile, my baby beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile, my curiosity running wild. Cruising and playing the radio, with no particular place to go.
Hunts are back for two nights at Wind River Resort and Casino. Prepare yourself and your friends for the hottest male performers heating up the stage on Friday, August 22nd and Saturday, August 23rd. Get your tickets for only $20. Speed, Sis and Blues, $10, free slot play. Get your tickets now before they're gone. Must be 21 to attend. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, sponsored by the Wind River Resort and Casino. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Hey, if you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials and you've tried everything, maybe you need some help. Your insurance company's got lots of lawyers. Maybe you need to have one that knows workers' compensation and how to get your treatment started. And that would be Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. You can give him a call at 530-262-2168. It's a free consultation. You're only going to talk to him. And take your time when you're finding an attorney. You want to find one that knows what he's doing, that knows ins and outs of workers' compensation. Work injury can be life-changing. And you're going to need somebody there that knows the law and knows how it should be applied. That's Patrick Gorman. 530-262-2168, GormanLaw.com. Located in Palo Cedro. And I'm here with the Traffic Light Division of the City of Redding and Sebastian Gull and Sean Vega Sanchez. And I'm going to find out, because it's always good to find out who works for the city and what they do. Let's start with Sebastian. Okay. I told Sebastian he looks like he could have been in a boy band. Not because he's got long hair, but he's kind of got that look. Am I right here? But it's, then I'm thinking, it made sense after you told me your background. So, illuminate our world up here with Sebastian Gull.
Yeah. So I was born and raised in Long Beach, California, down south. I lived there for 19 years. Ended up joining the Navy as a nuclear operator. Did that
now,
for
why
about
did, why
10.
Did you join the Navy? Other people, were other family members been in the service or something? Or
oh,
what?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had a lot of family in the service.
All right.
My great-grandma was in the Navy. My father was in the Navy.
Okay.
And then it was my turn.
So it was kind of like you're the legacy then.
Mm-hmm.
And then you scored high enough on your ASVAB to have them take a look at you for nukes.
Yeah.
So, now, the nuclear school is... Where is that?
So the...
Or at least your initial.
The main station is down in Charleston, Goose Creek, South Carolina.
Okay.
That's where we learn how to do our rated jobs. So either you're a mechanic, an electrician, or an electronics technician.
Mm-hmm.
After that, you go through what's called power school.
Uh-huh.
And that's where you learn all the school part of things on how reactors work and the physics behind it. By the time you're done with that, you're... basically three-quarters of the way through an engineering degree.
Okay.
That takes about 6 months. After that, you can either go to Boston Spa in New York, or you
Boston
stay in
what?
Boston Spa. Is
spa?
The,
mm-hmm. Like spa? Like,
yep, like a day spa.
Oh, okay.
And or you stay in Charleston. There's prototype reactors in New York, and then there's converted submarines that they put in the river that we learn to operate.
Oh, okay.
Before we ever get to...
Oh, okay. So these are... Okay. This is mm-hmm. on-the-job training right there on subs.
Mm-hmm.
Inverted.
Yeah. They convert them to training facilities. We have reduced operating...
Oh, converted conditions. Ones. Okay.
Yeah, converted.
Oh, I thought you said inverted, and I thought, why would you invert a submarine in the water? That would make me feel bad.
Yeah, we don't flip them upside
no,
down.
No, you don't flip them upside down. Okay.
We just park them out there after okay. we've made them safe for shoreside operation.
Right. So do people in New York know they've got a nuclear facility right there in the river?
Some may. They don't actually have their facility on a river. It's a land-based
oh, okay.
prototype reactor.
Oh, okay.
With,
got it.
If you know what you're looking at, they have large containment buildings
oh, sure.
surrounding the facility.
Sure.
So it's
oh, I have strong feelings about nuclear
obvious.
Power. Oh, All positive, by the way. Oh, okay, goodness. So then you went through, the school.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got assigned.
Yep, I got assigned to the USS Greenville out of Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, where I did radiological work.
That's good.
Oh, yeah.
Did you score high enough in your class you could pick where you wanted to go?
No.
They didn't do that. Huh?
I scored highly, but it's not.
It wasn't that.
How that works.
Needs of the Navy, mm-hmm. needs of the Marine Corps. Oh, I got that.
You go where they need you.
Yeah, that's right. Good. So then you went there. Now, without revealing any classified documents or secrets here,
mm-hmm.
We used to say long and black and never come back because they would, all right, no, and because y'all would leave for, how long did you go for your deployment?
We usually kept it around 6 months. Is the standard for the fast attack class that I was on.
6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you all submerge, do you stay submerged for that 6 months? Or can you tell me?
No, we usually pull into port to get food and things like that.
Yeah,
or
okay.
Liberty ports. It's not the whole 6 months. There are
right.
some classes of submarine, the Ohio class.
Mm-hmm.
There's a ballistic missile and guided missile submarines. They stay yep. underwater the whole time, usually.
Okay, they stay underwater the whole time, but are they on a six-month or a three-month rotation?
They're supposed to be on three-month rotations, but
right.
plans change, things change.
Sure.
Whether or not they have availability
okay.
for other
Now,
submarines.
My friends, you've got to picture this. You're in an enclosed environment mm-hmm. with your best friends for 3 months underwater. It's not just knowing their jobs. You all must go through, you must do psychological testing too, I imagine, somewhere in there.
Yeah, we go through the psychological testing while we're in the training for our jobs at A school.
Yeah. To see if you can be underwater and be confined. Or at least be confined, I guess.
I mean, everybody goes through in the nuclear program the psychological testing because it can wear on you.
Yeah.
It's a pretty rigorous training set.
Now, do you have, I was on a, I'm trying to remember, Grayback or something like that, I don't know, where it's lock-in and lock-out training, where we come in and get flooded so we could leave the submarine. And it was a lot smaller. And I've never been on a modern nuke. I don't mean be taken away, but I just want to get on a modern nuke. But if you've been submerged, like some of them do for 3 months at a time, so there's workout areas. I mean.
So on the,
is it a lot of lights? Do you have like sunrooms in there or something like that?
No. We have anti-sunrooms, basically.
Anti-sunrooms.
Yeah, because our birthing areas, we keep them dark all the time because someone's always asleep.
That's
the
right.
way that we
24 run. Yeah, you got running 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did any of your crew come out with radiation burns or the fact they were giving birth to three-headed children?
Absolutely not.
Of course not.
And I was the guy that made sure that they didn't.
There you go, Sebastian. We'll sit down and talk about this sometime.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, Sean, now, how did you get here? Well, wait a minute. Last question is, how'd you get up here?
Oh, we found a great property in Cottonwood.
Uh-huh.
And I ended up starting working at the power plant down in Anderson.
Okay.
Where I worked as an operator for them, moved over to electrical work while I was there, and then I managed to get a job up here at the city of Reading. Best job I ever had.
Okay. Now, Sean, how did you get here?
A little different route. and I do got to say, I believe the city does a great job hiring vets, and we're proud of all our vets. In fact, the guy that I took over for and that mentored me, Gene Donham, he's a Navy vet also.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And most of my whole working career, actually, I have always worked with and been mentored by vets, and predominantly Navy vets. I started as a industrial mechanic or a millwright at Simpson Timber Company in Corbell.
Uh-huh.
Started there when I was 18, and then came over here and worked for Knauf Insulation for a lot of years.
Uh-huh.
And then went to the city as an electrical
okay.
tech.
So. As a in the electrical side of it.
Yes.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay. And then do you get to ask for these jobs? Like you said, hey, I'd like to go over and work in this division. Or do they just kind of?
It's part of the responsibility. Yeah.
Okay.
It's part of the job.
And how long have you been doing this, Sean?
8.5 years.
Okay. And you must like it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Sebastian, you act like you like it.
I love it.
Love it.
Really is. Great job. Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to finish up with you telling us other things we need to know about lights here in Redding. But I hope everybody's getting it. This is not just willy-nilly. This is probably working with computers and setting it up in counts of cars and times and everything. The best, you know, to move traffic along the best we can. And we're blessed that we're living here in Redding, where if you wait 30 seconds, you know, to get back on the street, it seems like, you know, a traffic jam. But there are times when it does get busy. And I've seen that on Placer. And I'll tell you where during the break. We'll be right back.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Experience the thrill of our $100,000 summer adventure. Swipe to win drawing. Weekly drawings are from June through August, Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m., where you have a chance to win exciting prizes, including free slot play and cash rewards. Have a chance to win a brand new 2025 Ford Ranger in the final drawing. By participating, you could drive away in style. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Celebrate the end of summer with a family barbecue on your new Green Mountain Smart Control Pellet Grill from Kent's Meat and Groceries. Grill through your home Wi-Fi network from your favorite chair or even the pool. Shop Kent's Meat Department for fresh extra lean ground chuck, whole trim tri-tip T-bone or porterhouse steaks, plus watermelon and white corn on the cob, all on sale this month along with Bud, Miller, Coors, and Pepsi products. Don't forget side dishes and salads made fresh daily from Kathy's Deli. Kent's Meat's a grocery in Kathy's Deli, 1 mile south of the Redding Airport on Airport Road. Open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week, including Labor Day weekend.
Finally, transparent elections in Shasta County. Your new county clerk, Clint Curtis, needs your support now. We're having a fantastic fundraising dinner at Wind River, August 28th. Live auction, drawing, games, and of course, great people. Get your tickets now. This event will sell out. Call Patrick at 530-222-3223 or Jody at 530-510-3533. Clint Curtis, County Clerk, fundraising dinner this August 28th at Wind River. And thank you for your support.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Yeah. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:50 in the morning here, 77 degrees going up to 98 here on the 7th of August. It's National Purple Heart Day. I'm here with the City of Reading, their Traffic Light Division, and Sean Sanchez and Sebastian Gull. And we talked a little bit about them, how they got here. And we've been talking about the traffic light patterns. These things are set up, and these are just not, you know, well, Sebastian and Sean feel like, let's just set this one for this. You know, let's look around. Here, have it start. I mean, this is set up through computers and traffic studies, traffic patterns, and all that. When you see a lot of traffic, sometimes, and we were just talking about it, like a line of traffic, It's because of
other things, like around schools. Mm-hmm. You'll see them get really backed up. Like you were talking about on Placer, the school right there off Placer and Pleasant, there's really no parking there. So people mm-hmm. have to stop. They're not supposed to stop in the street, but they'll stop along the streets, and then other people got to wait for for an opening to stop. And a lot of that's driven because most people just don't use school buses anymore. But then like on Churn Creek, like between College View and Whistling up there, you have five schools feeding from that corridor. You know, if you have Shasta College near there, Simpson, Reading School of the Arts, Mountain View, the one right there off of Churn Creek, and then you have the church that has a school there. So you got a lot going on. And so what we were just saying before too, sometimes just leaving in like 5 minutes earlier can change that.
Makes a huge difference.
Yep. Yeah. It's really bizarre. When we're down there monitoring those signals, you will watch, there'll be nobody. It'll be a ghost town. A couple of cars, you know, here and there. And then all of a sudden, it's like someone turns on a fire hose. Yeah. And you're inundated, and you're going to get 1,000 vehicles through there in the next 15 or 20 minutes.
I've seen down there by Placer Street, Court Street, I get on there off our street, they'll be all the way to the top of the hill. And it's got to be that time of the day when, you know, as you said, when the schools are out. Now, what happens if I come up to a light that's not working? What do I do?
So if you ever notice anything wrong with a traffic signal, you can either call into our dispatch or you can go online. If you want to call in, the number is 530-224-6068. And then you can tell them which intersection you're having the issue. If you can remember when you were going by and noting that issue, if it's something as far as timing or anything that could be affected by time of day, that helps us out tremendously so that we can go out during that time and deal with the issue.
I've been to lights, I'm sure everybody has, that it skips you for some reason. And then you wait to the next time around, and then it works. So I don't know if it's a glitch there, or maybe I didn't get there at the right time. To let it know.
Yeah, it may have just been when you pulled up. And, you know, I'm glad you actually mentioned that. Skips you. So some of our detection, if you don't go when it gives you the green, it doesn't know you're still there. And so it's not going to come back to you, especially like a left turn. Mm-hmm. Our left turn, there's very little or no auto recalls for those left turns. And so we have found, and we'll watch people, they'll be I call it smearing their Facebooker around, but looking at Facebook on their screens. And we'll watch them on their phone sit right through a green. And so some of our detection doesn't come back to them, and then they assume there's something wrong with the signal. So we can't.
No, there's something wrong. There's something wrong with you being on your Facebook or your phone that way.
There's also on the website, City of Reading website.
Yeah, so on the City of Reading website from the home page, there's a button for report a concern. And then from there, there will be multiple options. And to report a traffic signal issue, there's going to be a button that says traffic signals, streets, storm drains, and sewer and water. It's all in one button. You click in there, and then you fill out the form. And then same thing for if you're calling in, which intersection you're having trouble with, the time of day that you noticed it, and as much detail about the issue that you're noticing.
But you can't be overly descriptive, like the lane you're in, direction you're going. Like Sebastian said, time of day. Like, give as much information as possible.
Okay. And then that way can help. Now, and sometimes the lights will just start blinking red you know, so everybody, it's like everybody stops. It's like a stop sign.
Mm-hmm.
Do you all usually do that, or will light do that?
So it'll do it on its own. It's meant to do it on its own.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, if you have a question for these two about traffic lights and traffic signals here, give us a call, 605-4567. I think they could probably answer anything we think of.
Yeah. Well, we'll try to.
If not, they'll make something up. So yeah. It sounds good.
So we will sometimes put them in flash, depending if we're doing work or something, or it's requested for work being done. But they will go into flash on their own for a multitude of reasons, but especially if there's a potential conflict. And this is hardwired in, too, not just program. Like, you can't get opposing greens where it would cause an accident.
Yeah.
It'll instantly put it into flash. Sometimes there's some power failure issues that can cause it to go into flash, or if the controller gets stuck. Mm-hmm. For whatever reason.
So it'll immediately go into a safety mode, which is that. Okay, we got a caller on the line. Seth, good morning. Do you have a question about this, about traffic lights here in town?
Yes, sir. Hey, good morning, guys. Listening to the program here, just a quick question of why does all of the city lights or a majority of the city lights have to have a left-hand green signal with the flashing or with the green arrow? I mean, we have them on single streets that you have to sit and wait for some turn lane, and I'm not sure why those have to be green. There's a couple of streets in Reading where there is a yield green turn. Why can't those be converted to help with flow of traffic? I can understand not going over four lanes on Cypress, but some of these single streets where you're just sitting there where a turn lane gets signaled by something.
That's a good question. So why you two? Why are you forcing us to do that? Seth, great question.
So what you're talking about, Seth, is called a protected left turn, and that is called out in the California MUTCD with some guidance on why we would use it. It has to do with crash data for how many accidents are happening at that intersection per year, or by volume at that intersection. And then additionally, there's another mention in there for vulnerable road users, which can include pedestrians and cyclists, where if there is a conflicting issue that would cause that permissive left turn to be an issue of safety, we put in that protected left turn. And anytime that goes in, it's a little bit harder to get rid of it because the permissive left is what provides us the data that required the protected left. And then it's less of a good plan to put the public at risk by putting in another permissive. There is a mode of operation called protected permissive where it does both of those. And we have discussed putting that as an option for several signals. But like we said before, there's a great amount of study and addressing data that we have to go through to implement that.
Well, like, for example, there's one down on Court Street, and I think it's Shasta going in, that is a yielded left turn. And if you don't have accidents there, you don't have accidents anywhere in Reading. But some of these other streets where coming out of Placer and Manzanita where the left-hand turn gets triggered, it's a single street. You have, I mean, why is that one and the one at Market next to Hinkle, why is it a yielded green, you know, yielded green light?
Okay, now, Seth, I'm sorry, but we have run out of time. So
we'll
bring them back again in a while. But it's interesting to hear that there's concerns out there about this, and your questions are good. But when we can bring it back on again, call like at the half-hour mark so we'll have a chance to discuss it. But thanks for the phone call, buddy. Okay.
Not a problem.
Thanks. Now, we've got 1 minute left. What do you want people to remember?
Definitely, if there's ever an issue, if you see a signal in flash with nobody doing any road work or anything like that, give us a call. If there's anything that you guys think that is wrong with the intersection, let us know. Again, that phone number is 530-224-6068. Or you can go to the cityofreading.gov homepage to report a concern. Look for the button that has traffic signals in it with a litany of other things.
Sean.
Just that, you know, we want to make these things work right for people. And they, you know, everybody out there are our eyes and ears. Our signals are not on a network of any kind. So the only way we know is if it's reported by one of you guys out there or one of our coworkers, families, friends, or we just happen to be going through it. So we can't watch them all the time, but we try to be as diligent as we can. So.
And if it's a Caltrans one, we call and we send it to you and tell you, hey, it's on the street, then you all will forward that to Caltrans.
Absolutely, yeah. And our field ops, they're pretty good at knowing. They know the signal and they'll forward it to Caltrans.
Yeah, but somebody gets online and says, hey, I saw this.
Absolutely, that kind of thing. Caltrans has their own reporting. We don't have that information here, but there are ways to get to them also.
Okay. Well, you know what? You approached me on this, Sean, for the show. And I'm really glad you did, because anything we can do so that our listeners and our neighbors can learn more about how the city interacts at that on that primary level, if that makes sense, you know, that affects you every day. Traffic lights affect us every day.
Yeah, and we barely scratch the surface on this stuff. We have a ton of information we can share with people. So,
well, we'll have to bring you back then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Carl.
You bet. Okay, we got to take a break for the news, and we'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta Reddy.
Ending the war have been going lately.
We've made a lot of progress, and as you know, we put a 50% tariff on India on oil. They're the second largest. They're very, very close to China in terms of the purchase of oil from Russia. But so I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but we've had very productive talks today.
And President Trump's wide-ranging tariffs are in effect as of today. Goods from more than 60 countries and the European Union face tariff rates that range between 10 and 41%. The president threatens to slap steep tariffs on imported technology.
We'll be putting a tariff on of approximately 100% on chips and semiconductors. But if you're building in the United States of America, there's no charge, even though you're building and you're not producing yet in terms of the big numbers of jobs and all of the things that you're building. If you're building, there will be no charge. So I just want everyone to know that.
They are hospitalized in stable condition. Five soldiers from Fort Stewart, Georgia, expected to recover. They were shot on base yesterday, allegedly by a fellow soldier.
We have identified the alleged shooter as Sergeant Cornelius Radford, an automated logistics sergeant assigned to 2nd Brigade Combat Team.
Brigadier General John Lubas there, heard on WJCL. The suspect is in custody, and there's been no word yet on a motive for the attack. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 234 points, while the NASDAQ trading 112 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You work hard, you build wisely, your home has become one of your greatest assets. If you're staying put this summer, this might be the perfect time to put that equity to work. Whether it's funding a second home, helping your kids get their start, or simply creating more margin in your financial life, Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans are the only ones I trust to guide you through it. They've done loans for my family. They tailor every loan to fit your goals. Fellowship is a direct lender and operates with your best interest in mind. If you're looking to access your equity through a refi or exploring a HELOC for some cash this summer for a second property or maybe tackle those updates you've been putting off, start with people you trust, people I trust. Go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453, Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 819382.
The feds using a catchy name for another planned immigration detention center, this one in Indiana.
Trump administration officials are lauding a plan to add 1,000 beds for immigration detainees to fill an Indiana prison already in use. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem posts that if you are in America illegally, you could find yourself in Indiana's Speedway Slammer.
I don't know who came up with the name.
At the White House, reporters asked Border Czar Tom Homan about the new moniker.
But I'll say this, again, 1,000 beds come in very handy, and I'm glad the states are stepping up.
Leaders of Speedway Indianapolis, home to the iconic racetrack about an hour away from the Bunker Hill prison, say they weren't consulted. I'm Jennifer King.
Authorities say France's biggest wildfire this summer is spreading quickly in a Mediterranean region near the Spanish border. After leaving one person dead, the French Prime Minister denouncing a disaster on an unprecedented scale in the region. News and analysis, townhall.com. The military says a restoration of a torn-down Confederate monument will cost millions of dollars over a span of 2 years.
Restoring a memorial to the Confederacy that was removed from Arlington National Cemetery at the recommendation of Congress will cost roughly $10 million total, the latest effort in the Trump administration effort to combat what it calls erasing American history. Once back in the cemetery, the monument will feature panels nearby that will offer context about its history. The Pentagon expects it to take about 2 years to restore the monument to its original site. The base that it sat on needs to be repaired, and the monument itself will be refurbished as well. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
It was a real headache for some airline travelers. United Airlines says a technology issue led to flight delays and flight cancellations across the U.S. yesterday, last night, affecting some major airports. Passengers today are dealing with residual delays. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning, Thursday the 7th of August, 8:05 in the morning. News at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And David's here at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. Happy Purple Heart Day.
National Purple Heart Day, and we'll discuss that a little bit right after we finish talking.
And
what else?
It's also National Raspberries and Cream Day.
Okay.
National Lighthouse Day. That's pretty cool.
You know, lighthouses. They're light, you know, when there a lot of them are national monuments now. Lighthouses, of course, were set up to help guide in shipping before they had radar and radios and all this, where they would have this light shining where the ships could come in at night and would tell them this is the way in, or would also mark dangerous areas to avoid. And in some cases, people, nefarious people, would set up like a light, you know, a fake lighthouse or to lure ships in closer where they come up and they come on the rocks where then they could, where the ship would crash and then they, would salvage. It was a salvage operation. Totally illegal, but that would happen too. But I've had the opportunity to visit, I guess, two or three lighthouses.
Have you been to the Sandy Hook Lighthouse in New Jersey?
No.
It's the oldest one, and it's still in operation.
Is that the Sandy Hook where the, yeah, okay.
1764, the oldest lighthouse in the United States.
Well, there's one right here in, up here in Northern California too. That lighthouse is Sandy Hook still operating?
Still in operation.
Still in operation.
The very first one.
Wow.
Still in operation.
And, you know, there's been a couple of horror movies made, you know, with lighthouses, you know, people getting trapped in there with monsters and all that kind of stuff. You know, coming out of the sea after the inhabitants of the lighthouse. Anyway, so it's National Lighthouse Day. Okay. That's cool. The weather today, it's going to be a high of 98 and a low of 71 tonight. Now, it's going to get up in the triple digits through next Monday. Through next Tuesday. With the warmest day being Saturday and Sunday, where it goes up to 107. And in the evenings, in the low 70s. And then it drops back down into the double digits on Wednesday, 98. It's not like it's dropping to 88, but it's out of the triple digits. And the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a family-owned business. Been in it for, right at 30 years. And the third generation of the Kenny family is helping to run this business. It is locally owned. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, provides outstanding service to their customers, and have won awards for hiring veterans in our community. So that's Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3795. 1-800-273-8993. And it's National Purple Heart Day, and some of you are just tuning in, but it began, George Washington recognized on August 7, 1782, he established the Badge of Military Merit, which is a forerunner to the modern Purple Heart, and it was awarded very sparingly. But it was Washington's intent to recognize valor and devotion among the enlisted soldiers. The decoration fell into disuse until February 22, 1932, on Washington's 200th birthday, when General George General Douglas MacArthur revived it as the Purple Heart Medal, honoring those wounded or killed in action. And the National Purple Heart Day didn't begin until 2014. I had no idea that it was that late. To ensure the sacrifices of its recipients are remembered and appreciated annually on August 7th, and we do. Purple Heart is awarded those who are wounded or killed in combat. And unfortunately, some people that, you know, this medal is awarded to their families, to their loved ones. When you see somebody, if you know they have a Purple Heart, I mean, you just, you know, a lot of times they don't want to talk about it, of course, but, it's just, thank them for their service. And we have several recipients, many recipients in our area because we have, so many veterans in Shasta County. A friend of mine, Chad, received his during the Battle of Fallujah. And Chad works for the city. And he doesn't talk about it. You wouldn't know. Of course, a lot of people, you don't know they've been in the military. And it's not because they're hiding it. It's just, you know, how often does that come up in the conversation? Today, now I'm talking to Sebastian Gall and Sean Sanchez from the city of Reading. Sebastian got his early training in the Navy, where he was a nuclear technician. And then moved up to Cottonwood area and started working for the city. Loves it. So, and that's a whole show. You know what? We need to get some people in here to talk about nuclear energy. As far as I'm concerned, that the United States is doing itself a huge disservice by ignoring the fact that nuclear energy could answer so many of our energy problems, energy concerns. And, you know, and people are basing their opposition to things from 50 years ago. And I go back to always, and this is my argument. The United States Navy has been using nuclear power on aircraft carriers and submarines since what, the 60s, late 60s? Well, let's just say 70s. And why don't you look it up? See, our first nuclear-powered submarine and aircraft carrier. But here's the thing, my friends. If there was going to be problems with, you know, not controlling the radiation from the nuclear, you know, from a nuclear generator, a nuclear power plant, don't you think that that the men and women that are in these submarines would be the first groups of people you would see that would be suffering from this? They're locked in an enclosed vessel for 3 to 6 months at a time. And yet there's been no instances of a sailor or a military person being injured by radiation from a nuclear power plant ever. Yeah. What do you have, Dave?
January 21st, 1954, the USS Nautilus was launched.
With a nuclear power plant.
Yep.
1954. And that was of course, a submarine.
Yep. It's propulsion system and the nuclear reactor.
1954. And we are still fighting. There are still people opposing having nuclear power. Oh, and now, and it used to be, well, what do you do with all the nuclear waste? Well, it recycles itself. To, I think there's like 95% of it's recycled within the engine itself or the power plant itself. So what do you do with the rest of it? Well, well, I have ideas. One Musk would like when I say, hey, just take all the, you know, the nuclear, those few, that 3 or 4%, and put them on rockets that, just load them in and shoot them toward the moon and just have a regular launch that way. Or you take countries like Saudi Arabia or Iran or some of these other places with all this sand and all this openness, and you dig down a half a mile or whatever it takes, and you put them there, and you pay the countries for it. But the idea of not using nuclear power when we're fighting over, you need something that's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you try and keep the cost down. That's nuclear power. And I just saw where somebody got a patent for these small nuclear generation sites that can take care of, I don't know how many tens of thousands of homes, with smaller sites. If you put in like the city block we're in right now and you put a nuclear power plant here, it would take care of probably all the power in Redding easily. And then Anderson, probably city of Shasta Lake. Gosh, who knows? We need to get a nuclear engineer in here to talk about this one day. Because I see that as the future. Because we're going to run out of oil. It may take another 120 years, but we'll still run out of oil. And unless they come up with something else, wind and solar are not going to do it.
I muted it exactly on time.
I'm sorry, what?
I muted it right on time.
Right on time? Okay. That's when I sneezed. Wind and solar aren't going to do it. So you've got to find something that is, and by the way, the cost of it is low. So I don't know why, and I would hope that Trump would actually put together a team of experts and say, this is how we can solve our energy needs. And then let it be an open study. It should be, because people still get hinky. They watch the movie, was that one with Jane Fonda in it, the China Syndrome or something. Oh, it'll burn all the way through to China and it'll be a horrible disaster. And oh, look at Chernobyl, look at Japan. Chernobyl did not have containment facilities, and Japan for some reason put their nuclear plant on a fault, on the ocean right there. So Three Mile Island had a meltdown too, but nobody was injured. Why? Because they had containment facilities. Yeah. Okay. I'll get off my soapbox, and we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by REU. Redding Electric Utility still has rebates available for your electric vehicle. Just visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. I don't know how much longer those federal rebates will be available, but we still have local and state. And I'm sure there are still federal rebates available. So we'll take a quick break and be right back.
Get job ready today at Shasta College. Whether you're interested in accounting or agriculture, automotive or nursing, or any of our many other career trainings, our in-demand programs will give you the skills you need for a fulfilling and exciting future career. Planning to transfer? Start here and complete your first 2 years. Then transfer to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. And the best part is, all full-time students get 2 years tuition for free. Choose the class format that works for you. In-person, online, hybrid, or 8-week accelerated courses designed for busy adults. You may even qualify for up to $4,000 per semester through our 15 to finish program. Restrictions apply. See a counselor for details. Fall semester begins August 18th, so don't wait. Enroll today at ShastaCollege.edu or call 530-242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College. This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
If you're 50 years or older, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our Senior Day promotion every Wednesday.
Play with your River Club card on any of our favorite slot machines and receive 5x points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Don't forget to claim your bonus points at any of our promotional kiosks before you leave.
While you're in points, you can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes at the River Club. For more information, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebaugh. 8:21 in the morning here on the 7th of August, 78 degrees out there, going up to 98 today. I could go on and on about nuclear power, but I'm not. It's over. Hey, I got more information, about the ruling by Judge Stephen Baker, that has said that the contract signed between the county and Reading Rancheria is illegal. The Baker said that the supervisors did not consult with the sheriff, district attorney, and fire chief before approving the contract. The board also did not adhere to the county contracts manual that requires contracts be reviewed by the county council and risk management department. In doing so, they failed to properly exercise its discretion in action of approving the agreement. Yeah, that was therefore illegal. Now, I want to make it real clear. This was, you know, Reading Rancheria bargained in good faith with the county. And this was the county's decision to go forward with this agreement. And Reading Rancheria presented their side. The county, you know, just, they could have accepted it or not accepted it, and they chose to. Four of the five supervisors voted to accept this contract, by the way. And we'll talk about that in a second. The thing is that a Sacramento-based group called the California Land Stewardship Council sued the Shasta County Board of Supervisors in February 2024 over its approval of the financial agreement. And the lawsuit alleged the board gave away millions of dollars of public funds via an agreement with the development, with Reading Rancheria. The suit also claimed the agreement was illegal. And the supervisors waived the policy that says county council and risk manager needs to review it first. And at that time, the county council, Mac McCumber, who is no longer here, resigned in February 2024. In event of a waiver of a county council review, I can't speak for risk management, and I cannot guarantee there are not any legal insufficiencies that have not been resolved. And he wanted to make sure the board knew about it. And the Sheriff Mike Johnson in July 2023 said he found out only about the proposal just 6 days before it came before the supervisors for a vote. I have not been part of the process, and this is what Johnson said back in 2023. So it came as a shock for me to see such an agreement. As District Attorney Stephanie Bridget also said she was not consulted. So, Radio Rancheria attorney said that they are aware of his July 14th decision and is waiting to see if the county files an appeal with the Third Appellate Court. So, what it said is, Rain Rancheria, the original contract, said would make a one-time payment of $1.6 million to the county rather than pay annual property taxes, permit fees, and other impact fees. Would make a one-time payment of $1 million to help fund law enforcement, then reoccurring annual payments of $1,000 per service call, and would make a one-time payment of $1 million to help with costs associated with the fire emergency services. So, the Board of Supervisors said they believed that the tribe would act in good faith and come back to the bargaining table in case this was found, to be non-feasible for the county in the future. Okay, and like I said, the board approved the contract on a 4-1 vote with former supervisor Mary Rickert casting the dissenting vote. Kevin Cry, Chris Kellstrom, and former supervisors Patrick Jones and Tim Garman voted for the agreement. So, there we are. So, what's that mean? Does that mean they have to, if this one is illegal, then I guess they could appeal this up to the board, up to the Court of Appeals. And we'll see if they do that. But, if not, if they let this stand, it means then is that the Board of Supervisors and Rainy Rancheria would have to come back again and start these negotiations all over again. One of the problems that Rainy Rancheria was having was that they were changing people so fast in the, at the county. You know, you're getting another county council, then you had this and you had that, they would be negotiating with one guy or one group, and then that person would change, and they'd have to start all over again. This thing went on for years. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning. One thing you mentioned is they agreed to this settlement in lieu of property taxes. Wind River Casino doesn't pay property taxes. It's a sovereign nation. This is a very misleading article. I read it this morning.
I was wondering about that. I thought, you know, there's certain things as a sovereign nation. Do you pay property taxes?
No.
It means annual. I could see where it's permit fees and impact fees and other things like that.
They don't even have to pay that. They don't have to, but they have.
I mean, they pay for water. They pay for electricity. They pay for all that kind of stuff.
They've been a good neighbor. The water and electricity is a service that's provided.
Right.
That's a lot different than taxes.
True.
You know, we provided safety to that place for as long as it's been open. What's it been open, 30 years? I've seen RPD down there. I've seen sheriffs down there. And
they charge for that. They charge the rancheria for that when they do those things.
So much before, and they didn't have a contract, and we weren't collecting anything. But, you know, one thing that people don't realize is that Tim Garman negotiated this deal, and they tried to hang it on Kevin Cry. And all Kevin Cry did was bring it to the attention that Wind River was getting to back out if they didn't make a decision pretty quick one way or the other.
Well, these negotiations have been going on for years, if I understand this right.
And they reach what they think is an agreement, and the supervisors, Mary Rickert, Modi, and all of them, wouldn't pull the trigger. I believe this whole thing's engineered by Mary Rickert. I think that she has real sour grapes, and what's this outfit from Sacramento suing for? They're not part of our community. In fact, I looked up on the Internet, and they are more concerned about water. and land conservation. So why are they getting in the middle of a contract that's supplying services for them?
Well, I tell you why, and you know the reason why. Cherry Creek Bottom has been fighting this thing for years, and their arguments, original arguments, were based on the fact you're going to put a casino on all this prime agricultural land that's never been used for agriculture, but it's prime land. And it obviously, you know, when it started with the Churn River Bottom Group, and they have a right to do this, I'm totally not against their right to do this, but the thing is that after years, a decision was made. Now the judge is saying, well, you didn't do it according to your own manual, it looks like. I find that interesting.
Well, the Churn Creek Bottom people lost. They ought to give it up.
Well,
the casino's going in there. You know that as well as I do.
It's going in. Oh yeah, it's going in. They're gonna spend another year or so trying to get this thing worked out. But the casino is going in there.
I've been against it from the start, and I give up. They're going in. That's good. I've got nothing against the Indians. They've been really good neighbors. I just would prefer that the casino stay where it's at because it does attract a lot of crime.
Yeah.
And the agreement that the supervisors made is the only agreement we've ever had. And, if it's a bad agreement, hang it on Tim Garmin.
Okay. Well, first of all, you hung it on Mary Rickard.
She's the one behind this lawsuit. Tim Garmin.
How do you know that?
Contract.
How do you know she's behind the lawsuit?
That's my educated guess.
So you have no proof of that. It's just you're guessing.
That's right.
Okay.
I
appreciate your honesty in that. This is how
yes.
you feel, in other words.
Throwing a wrench in everything she can.
Oh, Nikki.
Set her on,
Nikki. Okay, hey, we got to run. It's 8:30. Got to take a break. Okay. Hey, bye. I'm going to talk about your son's business here in a minute. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. Only place I've had my haircut since 2007. Yeah, I love this place. Never had a bad haircut. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, which is what was the original appeal to me. It's founded in 1960, been in that same location since 1967. I can make an appointment by calling 530-244-9478. Set up a time that works for me. Roll in, get a haircut, and roll out, or hang around if I want to. Now, can you walk in there and get a haircut? Sure. Without making an appointment? Absolutely. But if they have appointments, you might have to wait for a while. Just as a warning that you can call them at 530-244-9478. Make an appointment. Head on down there. Not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. It's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. Hey, when we come back, I want to talk about that shooting there on the base and some new things about the death count from a fire back in Southern California. It appears that it's worse than we thought. We'll be right back.
Easy to love. It's a little too cold. A little too stuck, a little too broke, a little too drunk.
Roll the dice and hit it big. Get down to Wind River Resort and Casino and take your shot at the brand new craps table.
Feel the excitement,
the thrill,
the rush.
Whether you're a seasoned player or just getting started, craps has something for everyone.
Pass line,
hard way. Come hit your point and win big. Roll in to Wind River Resort and Casino today. Your luck starts here. For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation. compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the company. And contractors, we can write your comp, too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless. Yeah, this is my town.
My town. Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Quickly approaching beginning our 16th year of broadcasting. You know, we never thought we would do this for this long, Dave. We thought, we'll do it, you know, 5 years, 6 years, sell it. And it just keeps going on. It's kind of like, I don't know. We obviously enjoy it. It's not easy. You don't get rich in a community radio station. But as long as it pays its bills, right, and provides a service, and we're happy to do that. And we are thankful, one, for all of our listeners, and there's lots of you, you know, in our, when we doing all of our, you know, our logarithms and all that, showing listeners and all these. I am so surprised and so thankful we have so many listeners, first of all, and then our sponsors. We can't do this without our sponsors. So if you got a business out there and say, hey, I'd like to be part of the KCNR team, please give us a call, 530-605-4565, ask for Sue, and we will find a way to get you on to the station. The five soldiers were shot at Fort Stewart in Georgia by another soldier who brought a privately owned firearm onto the base. Now they say, well, how could somebody do that? Well, you know, when you've got people driving through the gate in the morning, we're talking hundreds of cars. They've got the sticker on the car that says they, you know, that they belong on that base. They wave them through. They do not search the cars. They do not search the people. That's how. Picture if they had to, if you're going to any major company, private corporation, and people are driving in the morning, it's the same thing. So, it appears that he shot five soldiers, none of whom are thank God, none of them are going to die. And then he was taken down by other soldiers that engaged in close combat with him and jumped on him and stopped the shooting. So right now there's he's in pretrial confinement waiting a charging decision by the special trial counsel. So they don't know why. It'll come out, I'm sure, in the near future. You know, the other thing, too, if you remember, you know, the fires from last year, you know, the down in Southern California, the Eaton Fire, and the that burned 14,000 acres and destroyed nearly 10,000 structures, and the Palisades Fire that had 23,000 acres burnt and destroyed more than 5,000 structures. Well, there were 31 direct deaths as a result of these fires. Terrible. Yet a new research paper established by Medical Association has determined that when factoring in issues such as disruptions to the healthcare system, exacerbated heart and lung conditions due to smoke inhalation and mental stress, that number swells to 440. So these are kind of like the collateral damage of fires, the smoke in this. And we, up here in Northern California, we're used to smoke, and we're used to the fire things. And when you can't see, you know, across the parking lot because of fires, because of the smoke, it's not good. And the air quality index is, you know, is dangerous. You know, stay inside. But think of your animals and everything. We don't ride horses when it's heavy, heavy smoke like that because they're inhaling it just like we are. So anyway, the other thing that I found, interesting here is, you know, one of the things, one of the big, big, reasons that people don't buy an electric vehicle is its range. So the GM decided to really test, see how far they could take a Silverado truck EV, which advertises a range of 400 plus miles over its various trim packages. So to address the concern and to give the engineers something to do that is fun, General Motors put its electric truck to a test last week and smashed a distance record in the process. The 2026 Chevrolet Eldorado EV work truck set a new world record for electric vehicle range, traveling 1,059.2 miles on a single charge. Do you believe that? Well, I believe it because, you know, it has to be recorded. However, and you think, wow, 1,000 miles on that truck. Not so fast, my friends. See, GM and other automakers are limited to what they can advertise about their vehicle's ranges outside of the EPA test cycle conducted at the National Vehicle and Fuel Emissions Laboratory in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Said the tests are meant to create a level playing field among automakers to compare how vehicles' ranges perform under the same set of conditions. So how did they get 1,000 miles, 1,059 miles out of this Silverado? And could you expect that? Well, one of the things they did is said that it did take months of preparation and planning. And the vehicle was optimized, but only in a way that customers could replicate the same thing at home. So to get your 1,000 miles out of your Silverado, you know what you have to do? Maintain an average speed of 20 to 25 miles per hour when safe to do so.
For 1,000 miles.
And avoiding hard braking or quick acceleration.
Oh, man.
Conducting most of the test with the driver alone in the vehicle. The windshield wiper blades were set to the lowest acceptable position to reduce drag. The Silverado's tires were inflated to their highest acceptable pressure for lower rolling resistance, except for the spare, which was removed to lighten the load. The wheel alignment was optimized. I'm not sure what that means, but it means they had engineers in there just, you know, after testing and testing, say, okay, this is the way we have to do it. An accessory tonneau cover was added to streamline airflow around the truck bed, and no air conditioning in July when they were doing this. They did it during the summer when it was going to be in the summer, where it provides the optimum ambient temperature for battery efficiency. And it was conducted over a course of 1 week on public roads near the Milford Proving Grounds on Belle Isle. And 40 GM engineers volunteered to drive the vehicle. So there. So if you want to get 1,000 miles, you get optimum, you run your tire pressure up till they almost explode, and you have to have your wheel alignment optimized. It doesn't say what that is. And so do you have, I mean, can that be done, say, at Big O Tires? I'd like you to optimize my wheel alignment. Tonneau cover, not a big thing. Windshield wipers, lowest acceptable position. And then driving around at 20 to 25 miles an hour in August in Reading with the air conditioning off. Sounds like something we could do. But why? Now, the other thing it didn't do. Oh, by the way, GM sold 5,400 Silverado EVs in the first 6 months of 2025, up 67% over last year. However, they also sold 289,000 GM Silverados, all types, gas-powered. So more people maybe are buying it for in town. But it still comes down to is, okay, take that test and put a horse trailer on it with a horse in it. See how many miles you get at 20 to 25 miles an hour, extra hard tires, optimized alignment, and this other stuff. One person in there. See how many miles you get then. And we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Celebrate the end of summer with a family barbecue on your new Green Mountain Smart Control Pellet Grill from Kent's Meat and Groceries. Grill through your home Wi-Fi network from your favorite chair or even the pool. Shop Kent's Meat Department for fresh extra lean ground chuck, whole trim tri-tip T-bone or porterhouse steaks, plus watermelon and white corn on the cob, all on sale this month along with Bud, Miller, Coors, and Pepsi products. Don't forget side dishes and salads made fresh daily from Cappy's Deli. Kent's Meat's a grocery in Cappy's Deli, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport on Airport Road. Open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week, including Labor Day weekend.
Finally, transparent elections in Shasta County. Your new county clerk, Clint Curtis, needs your support now. We're having a fantastic fundraising dinner at Wind River, August 28th. Live auction, drawing, games, and of course, great people. Get your tickets now. This event will sell out. Call Patrick at 530-222-3223 or Jody at 530-510-3533. Clint Curtis, county clerk, fundraising dinner this August 28th at Wind River. And thank you for your support.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Reading, California.
No pensé que fuera.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, Carl and DeBond. Last segment here on Thursday, the 7th of August, 8:50 in the morning. Dave asked me during the break, he said, did they have any reason for it? Now, as of right now, and the latest I've read, they don't know what it is yet, but then they haven't released a lot of information. But however, they have already pinned medals on the soldiers that went after him and brought him down. Now, of course, none of them were armed, so they went after him unarmed and took him down. Have you ever bought anything from a store, big box store or anything, and then taken it back? Any store.
I hope my wife is not listening, but she does it like every couple weeks.
Oh.
She's always returning stuff.
Well, here's what Linda does. She'll buy something like on QVC, see something, and it comes there, and then she goes, no, it just doesn't work, and she sends it back. Or you buy something at a store, and you it doesn't work, you bring it back, right? I mean, that's the reason you do it. You do it honorably. Well, there seems to be a lot of stuff going on now that liberal return policies, I think, Nordstrom used to have one, she told me, is that people, you could bring something back you bought a year ago, which is, wow. Anyway, so what's happening is liberal return policies have inspired people to do things such as wardrobing when they buy expensive outfits for a special occasion, tuck the tags out of sight, and then they return it the next day. Have you heard of that?
Yeah, and my wife's not doing that.
No, she's not. Of course not. And then they have the weekend rentals. Shoppers take home a leaf blower, a hedge trimmer, only to return it when they're done with it. With high inflation and tight budgets, he said the rent the runway mindset is only spreading. They're renting instead of buying. You know, they're buying it, but it's really renting. And returning more things. Plants for open houses, outdoor tables and chairs for a party, giant televisions to watch the Super Bowl. Pressure washers, paint sprayers are discarded after home improvement projects. Some people even bring back the ladders they used to string holiday lights on their roof lines. So many things that we buy are based on some form of immediate need, and often when it's over, it's just over. Retail staffers who process returns at big box stores frequently complain online about rentals through the return desk or the service desk rentals program, and they can predict product returns by the seasons. Now, at Costco, you get a risk-free 100% satisfaction guarantee, gives members an unlimited grace period to bring back most purchases. Snow blowers fled the return area after the last winter storm. Portable generators and chainsaws after hurricane season, and air conditioning after the summer heat wave. A Costco employee who worked with the company in multiple states says trees, inflatables, and other holiday decor get stacked 7 feet high after Christmas. Some people, okay, this is low. They'll fly the American flag only to return it after July 4th, according to a staffer. Others rent jewelry for black tie events, including one customer who returned three $2,000 plus necklaces in one summer. And this, and also an employee processed a return, $500 worth of meat, cheese, and dip left over from a wedding after fewer guests showed up.
Wow.
They showed up at a returns desk lugging an animatronic scarecrow, a 10-foot-tall witch, and bags of candy from a haunted tractor ride. With no room at home to store his Halloween haul, he demanded a full refund. And the store's manager explained that Costco isn't in the rentals business, but processed the return anyway. On the I've never even heard that. When the same member turned up in early January with thousands of dollars worth of inflatable snowman, reindeer, yard decor, and string lights from a winter wonderland themed tractor ride, they turned him down this time. Yeah. Employee says they have accepted at her warehouse massage guns after a member worked out a muscle knot and a fully assembled gingerbread house because it looked bad. Well, I can understand the gingerbread house. It looked bad. I mean, okay. It didn't fit in your decor. Yeah, that was okay. Now, often the excuse or behavior is a one-off and say they were doing just what everybody else does. After all, they say, what's the harm in swindling a megabucks corporation? Well, it's because then the rest of us are going to have to pay more to restock that stuff, put it back on the shelves, or whatever they do. What do they do with it?
Yeah.
Sometimes they just ship it back to their original. Now, I bought something on Amazon, and it was a book, and I went back and said, this isn't the book I wanted. And tell me how to ship it back. And I said, keep it. It was it was not worth it to them for me to ship the book back. And it was their fault, but still, they just told me to keep the book. And I've heard that from other people, that they'll buy something and hey, we're going to ship it back. And they just tell them, no, it's not worth it. Keep it.
Yeah.
So, customers often justify their actions by believing the benefit to them outweighs the harm to the company. I think this is wrong. It's one thing, if you see something, like Linda does with QVC. She'll see something and, look at it and she'll get it there and she'll look and she'll try it on and it just, it's just wrong. So she, sends it back to him. And, she doesn't do it all the time, but she has done that before. And I can understand if you buy something and it's not working, or it breaks right away or something like that. And of course you take it back.
Or if it was misleading advertising.
Yeah. It says, it's going to cool down a room this size. And of course it doesn't.
Yeah. Or it's cotton and it turns out it's polyester.
Yeah. Just things like that. Then you send it back and you have no problem doing
that. That's what
that.
We've been dealing with. Yeah. With Amazon ordering.
I like that, you shop around town, you do the, but even around town, I can, but to come back and buy something for like Super Bowl weekend and you buy one of these 60, 70 inch TVs knowing that you're going to take it back on Monday after you used it all weekend. See, now it's no longer new. And so I don't know what the companies have, what happens to the companies after that or the property. When the company started doing this in the late 1800s and early 1900s, Sears catalogs were printed with the slogan, satisfaction guaranteed or your money cheerfully refunded. The customer is always right became an article of faith. But the returns free-for-all really took off with the advent of the internet as e-commerce companies jockeyed for shoppers' eyeballs and their wallets. And so that's caused more brick-and-mortar establishments to loosen their return policies. So, there you go. E-commerce. And it's become a logistical and costly headache. Returns were projected to reach $890 billion in 2024. Wow. All right. Hey, tomorrow, Patrick Gorman joins us. And we're going to talk about legal issues up here in the North State, but not just the workers' compensation side, but the things, the different laws that the state of California continues to pass. You think to yourself, how many more laws can they pass? Well, it seems to be is that the number is infinite. It's like grains of sand in the Mojave Desert. It's just infinite. And that they find new ways. They'll take a law they already have and add to something else and call it a different law. It is so thoroughly, thoroughly disgusting. And how do you keep track of the laws? Every time Jennifer Cram from O2 Staffing comes in here with a new thing, a new law, a new requirement that the state lays on us, means is that, okay, I've got a form I-9 that I've got to keep on everybody here, and we do. We have it right here. I checked with our HR. Our HR person. And she said, got one on everybody. And, you know, we keep it right here because it's got to be kept separate. Say that you're a citizen. And, you know, and then it's going to be going through E-Verify. Stand by for that, my friends. That's going to be rolling through. Anyway. Hope you have a great day. Watch the heat out there, 98. And we'll be back tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. And thanks again so much for being with us on our show, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9. Have a great day, and God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.